Welcome to the Almost Relevant Podcast, where we delve down any rabbit hole, no matter how deep. The podcast for everything nerdy and geeky. I'm Jeremy Collier.
And I'm Elliot Lee, and today... You know what? I ain't got time for that. Ain't no one got time for that. I ain't got time for that. Do you have time for this?
No.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy.
Sometimes the most ridiculous things become controversies, while other things go completely ignored. The one that came up most recently and inspired this episode is the Starbucks changing their cup to a minimalist design for the holiday season.
Ain't no one got time for that.
Yeah, a small percentage of Christians are saying that Starbucks is waging a war on Christmas and Christianity. I'll say it again. A small percentage of Christians are saying this. The fact that Starbucks cups have never had a single Christian symbol on them is really makes this frustrating. Unless you count, you know, Santa Claus, reindeers, snowflakes, and snowmen as Christian.
I don't remember what part of the Bible they were in.
Yeah, I mean...
But then again, I've never read the Bible, so
you
I wouldn't know.
You know, most likely the part in the desert, because all those things are common to the desert, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Never been in the desert. Well, no. That's not true.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I know that these things stand for Christmas, and Christmas is originally about Christ. But in this day and age... Those two things no longer go hand in hand for everybody. Because a lot of non-Christians are actually celebrating Christmas. I'm not even going to get into the fact that Christmas itself is a combination of multiple holidays, but we'll end that there. And did I mention that Starbucks is actually a Jewish company? The fact that they even changed their cups in the first place shows a lot.
If anything, Black Friday is the holiday that, you know, we should be celebrating. Wait, didn't we do an episode on that?
Yeah, I believe we did. Hey, you know, we've started our podcast almost a year ago now.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
We started it on about Black Friday.
Yeah. So, my rant's over. But honestly, this whole thing for Starbucks is just ridiculous.
You know, I look at this and, I mean, when I first started seeing it, I went directly to that meme. Ain't no one got time for that.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like how, like... This is like almost the epitome of first world problems. It's like the color of their cup is offending me.
I know.
God, I have so many first world problems. It's like
I know.
I was asking Autumn, who you know, if you've been a long time listener, she was with us on our 50 Shades of Grey episode, and. I just couldn't figure it out. Are people just really thin-skinned now, or do people just not have anything better to do with their time?
Okay, so I was curious because a lot of times when this kind of thing comes up, I get curious about exactly who is upset. And so, now granted, my research was very limited, but I did a little research on who was complaining about this, and oddly enough... Only about 1 in every 10 to 15 posts online are complaining about it. The other 9 to 14 posts are saying this is ridiculous. And that includes, mostly Christians saying, what? It makes no sense. And that's why I'm kind of, that's one of the reasons I put it the way I did in my little rant, is that it's a very small percentage, but you know, whenever... The negative word is always heard over the positive word. Honestly, the cup, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I posted a... I shared something to the Almost Relevant Podcast page, and it was a guy who went on a similar rant, and he brought up some really good points, and kind of going with what you said, Elliot, about first world problems... he said, we've got ISIS planting bombs on passenger planes, children being sold into sexual slavery, millions of Syrian refugees wondering where their next meal will come from, and you folks are screaming about a cup. It's absurd, and I don't know, or if that's not absurd, I don't know what is.
It's a fucking cup. I mean, if you're colorblind, you probably didn't even notice the difference.
That's true, that's a good point. Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, the hashtag, are you serious right now, or hashtag it's just a cup is kind of going around. I don't know if it's picked up much steam. I haven't been on Twitter, which is where I most hashtags are done. I haven't actually been on Twitter to see if either of those are catching on, but that's what a lot of people are posting. I mean, honestly, and again, you know, the majority of people are finding this ridiculous. I would like to know who the first person to put it out there was.
The thing is why is this even becoming a thing? Like, is news just that slow right now? It's like, man, we got nothing. Hey, this random nut job is, you know, going, you know, crazy because the cup is all, oh my god, it just, I mean, just somehow Illuminati.
Yeah, I know.
Aliens.
And I'm sorry, but the term war on Christmas when you're talking about something like this, just really just, I have no words for that.
You know, so I'm not, you know, I'm not a history major. You know, I'm not very religious, but I'm pretty sure most people these days, you know, we're not too oppressive on Christians. I don't remember, I don't hear too many stories of, yeah, I got pulled aside for a, you know, random search at the airport because I'm Christian. You know, I don't think that's really a thing yet.
No.
So no. I think we're, you know, Christians, you're all right. You're okay right now.
Yeah. And I mean, this is all not even to mention that Starbucks is a Jewish company. They've only been doing their holiday cups since, I wrote it down here. They've only been doing their holiday cups since 2005. So, I mean, it's not even like it's been that long. All right, yeah, something like that. I don't know. Some other controversial crap that revolves around Christmas is, of course, the Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas.
Oh, ain't no one got time for that.
So I was actually surprised to find out that this controversy, even though it was very heavy in the mid-2000s when restaurants and retail started going to Happy Holidays, I actually found out that this is something that goes back to, I believe, the 1960s.
Oh, jeez. You know what my response to that is?
Hmm.
Merry Festivus.
Yeah. The Festivus for the rest of us?
Exactly.
I don't even watch that show and I knew exactly what that was.
I actually forgot about that part.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, so as I said, it goes back to the 60s, and simply put, it wasn't a controversy as much as it conveys the same thing. To me, when you're saying Happy Holidays, you're not saying screw Christmas. You're saying, you know what? Have a happy Thanksgiving. Happy Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. If you don't, happy whatever you celebrate.
That's the thing. It's more of, it's not that it's excluding Christmas. It's including everyone else.
That's true.
That's the thing. We're not, it's doing the exact opposite. You're not pushing people away. You're inviting more people in.
Yeah. Honestly, I learned Happy Holidays when I was young, and I would say Happy Holidays basically, to encompass Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
You see, the thing is, I'm not even sure what I say because it's one of those things you have to catch me saying. It's because once you ask me which one it is I say, I don't know. It's kind of like, is it, you know, pecans or pecans? Well, now I don't know. You gave me options. I don't know which one I naturally say now.
I think I say pecans, but yeah.
I mean, unless we're talking about caramel and caramel, caramel is the correct one because it's C-A-R-A-M-E-L. If you say it caramel, sorry, you are wrong.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's just like whatever I say, whether if I say Merry Christmas or, you know, Happy Holidays, it's just I'm conveying the same message. I may just be using the quote wrong words, but it's not like, yeah, I was saying, oh, you know, Happy Holidays because screw Christmas, screw Christians. It's just like,
yeah,
ain't no one got time for that. Just smile and leave.
Yep. I don't know. Yeah, that's fun. So this one is one that never got too big, but it definitely was part that I definitely did hear about it. That there was a controversy to get Christmas trees renamed to holiday trees.
Ain't no one got time for that. What?
I'm sorry, but unless you decorate your tree with Hanukkah stuff, and if you do, then call it a holiday tree. I don't care. Or call it a Hanukkah tree for all I care. But if you decorate your Christmas tree or your tree with Christmas ornaments and Christmas themed things, that is a Christmas tree.
If anything, if I remember correctly, now I don't have a source for this, the whole, you know, bringing a tree inside and decorating it, it was actually of pagan origins.
Yeah, I believe it was.
So, war on Christians, I guess. I don't know.
That's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Ain't got time for that. First world problems.
Yeah. Let's move away from Christmas now. We'll have plenty of that in December. This one is a really huge one right here. I mean, I can't really complain about this one too much, but the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake costume malfunction.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, we got all the things going on now, you know, like, now it's been, like, what, 10 years or so?
Yeah, something like that.
There's the whole, like, free the nipple thing, and it's just like...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Who gives a shit? There are plenty of, quote... Okay, I'm not implying that it's a bad thing to see, but there are plenty of worse things to see than a nipple.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not even implying that seeing a nipple is bad. It's part of a human body.
That's exactly what I was
saying. Everyone has it. It's not gender specific.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's really... I mean, and even in the context of it, whether or not it was staged is irrelevant. It's just... It wasn't in any sexual manner.
Yeah.
So you can't even really use that argument that it's like, oh, you know, this is so explicit and, you know, or it's deviant or anything like that. It's just a nipple.
I know. And what it comes down to, in my opinion, in this case, is it wouldn't have been a big deal if the FCC hadn't overreacted.
The FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV.
Because all of a sudden, it became a big deal because they were in trouble. Shows started being banned. Shows started getting edited. There was a lockdown on who could be on TV. All of a sudden, networks had, if there was a live show, there was a mandatory, I think it was 30 second, it could have even been a minute delay, so that they can edit things out in real time. I mean, there was a lot that came of that. And honestly, I feel like if the FCC had not responded that way, and if they just kind of were like, you know, go ahead, fine them. You know, slap a $100,000 fine on them, or however much. But move on, you know, don't make a spectacle out of it, because that's what made it into a controversy.
You know, I know it's, it, you know, not in the exact same sense, but a lot of times, like, when I'm talking to someone online, you know, via, like, Facebook or text or something like that, a lot of times they, you know, will make a typo. You do it, too. You know, you're correcting your grammar, or you're correcting a typo or something like that. One or two things happens. Either I already knew what you were saying, so I ignore it. But usually, I didn't notice it until you pointed it out by correcting it.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, it's like, you are drawing attention to it by trying to fix it.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, if you watch the video for that controversy, you could hardly see it.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it, like, being that big of a deal. I'm just like, oh,
I remember right. when I a few years ago, I was like, I really wanted to, because when it happened, you know, I didn't really care too much. It was like a stupid thing, and but a few years ago, it came up for some reason. I really wanted to see what all the controversy was about. I spent I don't know how long trying to find a good video of it, and that none exists because there was not a good video, as in the quality of the video that was taken for the game was not that good. It wasn't zoomed in on her chest. You know, you couldn't see much. It's not that, you know, it's just the technology and the angle and all that things. It wasn't much. Yeah. And, you know, anyone in the stadium couldn't see it unless they were, like, on the stage with her. But anyway, let's move on.
Ain't got time for that.
Yeah. Here's one that I always found, I don't know if hilarious is the right word, but the whole Teletubby controversy.
Ugh.
Now, there was more than just this for the Teletubbies. one. Well, so let me go into this first. So televangelist Jerry Falwell said that Teletubbies subliminally promoted homosexual values to babies. Specifically, Tinky Winky, the purple one with a triangle and a purse, was the main reason. He said purple, or he, as in Falwell, said purple is the color of homosexual pride, triangles are the symbol of homosexual pride, and gay men love their purses.
Huh?
Okay, for one, I don't know a single... I know a few gay people. I don't know a single one that carries a purse or cares about purses. I mean, sure, they might like to shop. I mean, I'm not talking about gay people in general, my friends. One of my gay friends loves to shop, and he can admire a good purse, but it's not like he's wearing a purse. So, throw that one out right there. Purple as the homosexual pride color?
Is it the rainbow, the homosexual pride colors?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't...
Hey, purple's in there, though, okay. There you go.
Okay, and triangle being a symbol of homosexuality?
I'm not following at all.
Yeah, I get the purple one, okay? I get that
one. Yeah, I kind of get that. Yeah, sure, because a lot of my female friends do find purple as their favorite color, so in that sense, okay, I kind of see purple is more of a feminine color. And yeah. Then if you're talking about homosexuals, then you can kind of tie in femininity or whatever. Yeah, and then you're drawing a lot of lines there.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see where they're going with that. But what the hell does a triangle have to do with it?
I did not Google it to see if this is a thing that has just...
is every like Zelda fan a homosexual now? Oh, the Triforce is so gay. Oh, my God.
I got to get that Triforce. I know some other minor controversies. I don't know if they were also tied to Falwell, but some other minor controversies was that Teletubbies were promoting devil worship. I know it came out, or not didn't come out. It wasn't real, but that there was also homosexuality implied on the show more than just this, and all was fake or false, of course. I mean, Teletubbies, come on, they didn't even talk. They just made noises.
Yeah, I'm running out of time that I can't give or that I don't have anymore. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Words. I don't even know anymore. It's just mind blown. It's just. A part of me wants to say, just like to these people, and the thing is, the sad thing is, they probably already have it. But I almost want to just say, go get a job.
Yeah, I know.
But they probably already have one.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
get a hobby.
Yeah, there you go. So this next one, I know of the product, but I never knew it became a controversy. A few years ago, I'm not sure exactly which year, and if it's still available, there was a Chia Pet made for Obama, our president.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, people got highly upset because the Chia Pet, when grown, looked like it had nappy hair.
So like with every single Chia Pet.
Yes.
So you mean it grew just like every other single Chia Pet ever in existence?
Yes. Isn't that horrible?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so racist.
Yeah. So, you know, and nappy hair, of course, has been a controversial thing for a while. I didn't put the whole, and this is a quote, I'm not saying this, but nappy headed hoes. Controversy that happened in women's basketball a few years ago. I didn't even put that in this list, but that kind of goes along with this one. And I mean, it got so bad that Walgreens pulled the Obama Chia Obama from their stores. And guess what happened?
What?
CVS started promoting it as basically as an exclusive to CVS, and it is now one of the biggest selling chias in history. Yeah.
Oh, God.
This next one, actually, I fell for. I was a much younger person and inexperienced, but I did fall for this one. Do you remember the Bonsai Kitten controversy?
No, I don't even remember. What was Bonsai Kitten? I don't even remember that.
Okay, so in the early 2000s, a website appeared that sold homemade kitten in a box. They use the product used muscle relaxers and feeding tubes to shape the kitten perfectly into a glass bottle, container, crystal ball, or other tiny prisons, producing a decor piece.
For a real cat?
Yeah, supposedly. So okay. Basically, as kittens, they were put in these. They were pumped with muscle relaxers.
Okay, this does sound vaguely familiar. Yeah,
put into a jar or a crystal ball or something like that, and basically they were fed through a test tube and lived their life as a decor piece inside these, you know, containers. Of course, it was a hoax. I mean, many things gave it away. It actually was a hoax from some guys at MIT who just wanted to make fun of cat lovers. Something like that. Of course, it was a hoax. For one thing, the pictures are obviously fake. Now, granted, Photoshop was just starting to be a thing then. But, I mean, come on. It looks so fake. And also, there was, even though they boasted that they sold, you know, tons of these things, there was actually no way to buy it. Another dead giveaway that it was fake.
Mm.
Yeah.
People
got so upset over this and attacked the quote-unquote company who sold them. But I gotta admit, I remember back then, now granted this was back when I was like, what, 16, 15? I remember seeing the picture and just thinking, why would anybody do that to a cat?
For me, I mean, okay, so I could see myself falling for it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, just like, you know, there's enough white knights out there that let them deal with it. Let PETA deal with it. That's, you know, there's no reason for me to take on a crusade.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep,
definitely. And last one before we go into a fun little game I have planned for Elliot. And
are we playing Spin the Bottle?
Yes.
Or just, you know, Twister, just the two of us?
Yes, hopefully you're wearing your skirt.
Woohoo!
And before we go into this one, I want to preface it by saying on this show, one of the reasons I created this show and one of the reasons I brought Elliot on was because I wanted a show where I could give my opinion and he could give his opinion and we don't care what people think of our opinion. I care what our listeners think. And I hope that anybody who's listening will understand that I have my opinion, Elliot has his, and you have yours, and we can all be fine with that. I guess
we're not catering to anyone.
Yeah. I guess that's funny, though, because I say that, and we're talking about controversies, and that's basically what a lot of controversies are, is people not understanding other people's opinion. Anyway.
No, they're just wrong, and they have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, the whole Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I forgot I brought this up.
Yeah, you're the one who brought it up. I didn't even think about this.
Oh, God, I totally forgot about that.
So, my biggest thing about this is I have nothing wrong with transgender, gay, straight, any... Have sex with whoever you want. Dress up the way you want. I don't care. You know, but that's the thing. I don't care. I don't want this to be part of my news. I don't want to see it on TV. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Live your life the way you want, and that's it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you said what I wanted to say, because I was just so ready to just be like, I don't care. I just don't. Hold on, let me go to CBS, because I think they're still open. Actually, no. Aren't they open 24 hours?
Let me
go see if I can get some shits, because I seriously don't have any shits to give you right now.
Well, while you're there, look for your T.O. Obama.
I don't care. And then you go on Facebook, and everyone's like, oh, this is not what bravery looks like. Oh, this is what bravery looks like. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Seriously. Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner, however you want to refer to this individual. Because, again, that's a whole nother can of worms if I refer to Jenner as a male or a female. It's like, oh, my God, up in arms. I'm pretty sure that they are not the first transgender person in the world.
No, definitely not.
And also, I've recently learned that apparently transgendered isn't a word. So if you are offended by that, I'm sorry. It's more of ignorance than anything. It's not because I am trying to start a controversy or saying I'm not stop reading into shit.
Yeah.
My point is, I'm pretty sure Jenner is not the first, so get over
it. Did you just say gender or Jenner?
Jenner. Jenner is not the first one, probably not the last one. Get over it. Go on, move on with your lives, because ain't no one got time for that.
You know who made it a controversy, though?
Who?
He did himself.
Or she did.
Well, whatever. I call him a he. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but still. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And just, that's what makes
that whole gene pool. Jenner, Kardashians, just stop. Just like go spelunking without a parachute or a rope or anything.
Did you say okay?
Isn't that what that is?
Spelunking is when you go into like caves and stuff. I don't think you need a parachute for that.
Well, there has to be some safety.
Ropes.
Okay, fine. Rope. Do that without a rope.
Yeah.
Go YOLO. Go ham. Just
stop.
The whole bloodline. Just, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care what they do. I don't care who did what. It just stop.
Yeah. And I'm sure that there is a lot more controversies that we could talk about. We can make a whole 100 episode series about controversies. But ain't no one got time for that. But we do have time for our first ever almost relevant game.
Oh, jeez. All right.
I have picked out 10 controversies, some that are made up by me and some that are true. I will read them to you and you will guess true or false.
So, and you said what? To get 7 of them,
you
right?
You get 7 out of 10 right.
Okay, so the odds are not in my favor because if, you know, statistically I should be getting about half of them right, so.
Yeah, and all of these are, well, all the ones that are true, obviously, are things that you may have heard of, you may not have. I mean, I tried to get smaller ones, but still stuff that's relevant to us, except a couple of them that I found kind of interesting. But stuff that's relevant to us, or almost relevant to us. So yeah, 7 out of 10, and what you win, I don't know, maybe, what do you want to win?
I can't say it on air. there's a lot of people I want gone.
I can't do that, but I know someone who can. No, I'm kidding. We'll figure out your prize.
Talk later.
We'll figure out your prize if you win, and announce it next episode. All right, first one. And I'm going to read these exactly as they're written so that there's no, like, you know, giveaways to which ones are true or not. All right. We talked about the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake costume malfunction. But did you know that because of the FCC, CBS was forced to remove a shot of a naked man while NBC deleted 2-second clip of an elderly woman's breasts from ER?
I believe it.
So your final answer is true?
Yep.
Yep, that one's true.
I believe it.
That one is true. Next question. Another one that we talked about is the Starbucks cup. This isn't the first time Starbucks has come under fire for their holiday cup. In 2005, following the Happy Holidays controversy, Starbucks came out with their first holiday cup. It featured a dreidel, Christmas tree, and snowflake, and the words Happy Holidays. It was the Jewish people who were upset that the dreidel and Christmas tree appeared on the cup together, despite the cup being targeted as inclusive of all winter holidays.
I feel like I would have remembered this, so I'm going to say it didn't happen.
Final answer?
Yes.
Wow, good job. I made that one up. The first cup was actually, it was not in 2005, as I said earlier, but I realized I couldn't correct myself or I would have given the answer away. The first holiday cup actually appeared in 2009 and featured different Christmas decorations, including the words like wish and hope and things like that.
Yeah, but no dreidel?
No dreidel.
I think a dreidel would have been excessive.
Yeah.
That, I mean, from a business standpoint, if you're trying to please everyone, I think the more vague you are, because isn't it like the cup now, isn't it just a color? A this color year. And their logo?
This year, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what they're trying, you know, they're trying to go for ambiguity. They're not trying to, a dreidel is awfully specific.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the next one's going back before our time, but it's a popular TV show and a popular couple, so I figured you might know. It's a well-known fact that Lucille Ball was married to Desi Arnaz, both in real life and on the show I Love Lucy. Mm-hmm. During the 1952 season, Lucille Ball became pregnant, and they decided to incorporate this into the show. However, the CBS censors would not allow the word pregnant to be used on the air, instead using terms such as expecting or having a baby to convey her pregnancy.
This sounds pretty legitimate. I'm pretty sure that this is true.
Final answer?
We're not playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
All right. Yes, it's true. Good job. All right, next one. A total of 1,200 songs were banned from all Clear Channel radio stations after the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers. Some of the more well-known ones are American Pie, What a Wonderful World, and Stairway to Heaven. Some of the lesser-known and possibly more ridiculous songs that were banned were named Walk Like an Egyptian, Dancing in the Street, and New York, New York.
I'm pretty sure that you made this one up. I definitely want to say that New York, New York probably saw what's the word I'm looking for where it becomes popular again? Resurgence.
Mm-hmm. No, this one is true.
Really?
Yes. Along with many other songs that I was surprised about. Walk Like an Egyptian, Dancing in the Street, and New York, New York, along with What a Wonderful World, Stairway to Heaven, and American Pie were all banned from all Clear Channel stations.
Huh.
Yeah, so you've gotten one wrong so far. You're still looking good.
Oh, well, thank you.
The next one. This one was very interesting to me. The movie, 2012, became one of the most watched movies in North Korea. Not because of the story or amazing visuals, but because 2012 coincides with Kim Il-sung's 100th birthday, and any movie which depicted the year was seen as a monument to him.
Hmm. I'm actually really torn on this one. This, too bad I said we're not playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because I want to... Can you give me a 50-50?
I can't give you a 50-50, but if you have clarifying questions I will answer, but I have to deem it.
That's the thing. I don't think there's really anything I can ask that you can clarify. So it's... I'm going to say it's true.
It's true. So it became one of the most watched... No, it's false.
Oh!
I was repeating your answer. Sorry. So, no. The movie 2012 actually was banned from North Korea because of it being a story about that had a negative event. All movies that had an association with the year 2012 and a negative story were banned from North Korea.
Wow.
Yeah. But I liked that one because I liked when I made that one up. I was like, this one sounds true.
And that's the thing. It really could have gone either way. I'm like, just like, dude, I don't know.
All right. This is, I feel, maybe not, but I feel like this is kind of a giveaway to you. So you better get this one right, if it's true or not. The 1992 arcade game Mortal Kombat came under fire for its blood and gore and helped jumpstart the video game violence issue. However, when it came to consoles on the Genesis and Super Nintendo, the blood had been taken out and replaced by a blue liquid, which looked like sweat in some cases. It didn't take long before gamers on the Genesis found out there was a simple code that can enable the blood once again. A code like this was still omitted from the SNES version.
Okay, so I did just say the code for the Genesis, ABACABB, and you were supposed to type that during, it was not loading screens, but one of the story, scene type things at the beginning. Uh-huh. And I think the narrator was excellent.
Yeah, he did. So,
but I never had an SNES, but I do slightly recall the sweat, the blue sweat, so I will say it's true.
Yes, it is true. I'm not sure if it was I think it was Nintendo themselves that said, or maybe it was Genesis, well, one of the two. Either Nintendo told them absolutely no, or Genesis said put in the code. I know it was a loophole, and they got away with it, basically. All right, you're doing good. You've gotten four. and miss two. So that means you can miss one more. And we're going on to the next one. I believe they're getting harder from here on out.
Oh.
All right. Hold on, let me move this around. All right, all right. All right, all right. The next one. The Spirit of Justice is a statue that was erected in 1944 for the United States Department of Justice and featured a topless woman. In 2012, Attorney General John Ashcroft wanted to cover up this naked statue because of aesthetic reasons. However, President Bill Clinton stood up against this, stating that it would be a crime against America, or it would be a crime against what America stood for, freedom.
I want to say that's true. I hope it's true that Clinton, you know, the I mean, come on, it's Clinton, you know. Hey.
It is false.
Ah, damn it.
So the actual story goes that this attorney general actually got it passed, and it cost $8,000 to put clothes on her.
You know what? That probably does sound true. That I don't remember her being nude anymore.
And unfortunately, Bill Clinton. I was hoping that you didn't know this. Bill Clinton was no longer president in that year.
I thought you said 1992.
No, 2002.
Oh.
Either way, he wasn't in 92 either.
He wasn't? Yeah, no. He was. Wasn't he?
No, he was from... his last year was 2001.
Bill Clinton. I thought you said 92. Oh. Presidential term... Oh, 1993 to 2001.
Oh, so either way.
Yeah, but I that's the thing. I thought you said 1992. You said 2002, then I would have known it was false.
All right, three left, and you have to get all three.
Son of a bitch. Okay, go.
All right. We're going to go back in time for this one. Because dumb controversies stem back a lot longer than the past 100 years. In the Victorian era...
Oh, jeez.
A machine called the bathing machine was created that wheeled women into and out of the water so that no one would see them in their bathing suit.
Oh, okay. Victorian era. I want to say this is false. False.
No, it's true.
Statistically, I wasn't gonna win anyways.
Yeah, well. So you have not won the game, but we're gonna go through the last two just for fun.
Alright.
Alright.
Let's see if I would have got 6 out of 4.
Yeah. Alright, the next one. While Pac-Man is ranked as the highest-grossing American arcade game of all time, Ms. Pac-Man is known as one of the most popular arcade games ever. However, not everyone loved Ms. Pac-Man. In fact, the game was originally banned in parts of the country due to the adult content between Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man.
I believe it.
No, it's false.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
In actuality, Ms. Pac-Man... inspired people to get married because of the love story between them. Yes.
Wow.
And while there was some controversy around it, it had nothing to do with the relationship or her being a woman or anything like that.
Well, I suck at this. I have to get this next one right just so I could be like, hey, you know, statistically, I should have only got half of them right, and I got half of them right.
Yep.
If I get 40%, that's not good.
All right. Last question.
Yeah, jeez.
A picture book... I'm sorry, let me start over. A picture book about a couple of male penguins who find a stray egg and raise a hatchling from it has been the book that most people attempted to get banned or removed every year since 2006.
Oh, jeez. The most? Oh, wow. Okay, so... logic is telling me that I'm by completely ignoring the scenario, the last two were false. This makes me want to say this one is true. I mean, I'm not saying it is true, but it makes me want to say it's true because I think it would be somewhat unlikely to you put three false in a row. And I don't even remember what the sixth one was, if it was true or false.
Well, just to clarify, number 6 was true, 7 was false, 8 was true, and 9 was false.
So, oh, crap.
Statistically speaking, it could be either.
Oh, jeez.
But okay, so let me okay. rehash the question. A picture book about a couple of male penguins who okay. find a stray egg and right. raise a hatchling from it.
Mm-hmm.
It has been the most attempted to be banned book every year since 2006.
That's the thing. I don't know about like the most attempted to be banned for like a decade. I mean, because I believe that definitely that book is probably people will try to get it banned, but I didn't know if it's really the most attempted one. But although it is a picture book, and it's like, oh no, we can't be, you know, trying to convince our kids to choose to be homosexual. Oh yeah,
choose to be homosexual and then adopt.
Yeah, there you go. Oh geez, you know, sky is falling. I'm going to say it's true, even though I'm a little skeptical that it's the most banned one, or attempted to be banned one for the past 10 years. I'll say true.
It is. We'll be back after these messages. No, I'm kidding.
I'm going to stab you.
It is true. Yes,
50%.
With the exception, and I didn't put this part of the question, so with the exception of 2009, this book has been the most controversial book that people have tried to either get banned or removed from libraries since 2006.
Yeah, I mean, that was the big thing. If you just told me, oh, people have been trying to get this book banned, I'm like, yeah, no doubt. All right, but most, you know, attempted, it's like, I don't know, that's a tough one.
Yep. Well, you didn't do bad for the first time we played this game, 5 out of 5. I think that, like you said, statistically speaking, I mean, I think the two you got right that were pretty obvious were the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake one, and the Mortal Kombat one. I figured you knew the Mortal Kombat one.
Oh, so between eliminating those, out of 7, I got 2.
3.
Oh, 3?
Yeah, you got 5 out of 5.
No, what I'm saying, but you're saying there's like 3 of them that I obviously should have gotten.
Well, 2 of them, yeah. I don't know. So let's revisit the ones you got wrong. You got number 4 and 5 wrong. So 4, oh, the song one. Yeah, that one was kind of hard. I wasn't sure if I
was... mean, I guess, because at that point, I was, you know, I was using Napster. I was downloading my music.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it's like, I'll listen to whatever I want. I don't care what's banned. I don't even know what's banned.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the one about the movie 2012, I think that was my masterpiece of this game because...
I was a little skeptical. I mean, well, not a little. I was pretty skeptical on that one, but being that's North Korea, I'm like, yeah, they probably do some weird shit.
Yeah. And then number 7, the whole Spirit of Justice thing. Yeah, I really wanted that to be true too. I mean, I thought it'd been hilarious.
Yeah, but I thought about it some more, and it's like, you know, she's not naked now.
I didn't even know that. So
yeah, that I knew. I was pretty sure she was naked before, but I'm pretty sure she's not naked now.
Yep.
And again, I didn't catch the 2002. I swear, I thought you said 1992, and I'm like, yeah, Clinton was in office then. Well, yeah. Apparently, he wasn't.
No. And the Victorian era one, I wasn't sure if I wanted to include this, but it was so ridiculous that I had to. Yeah, the machine. So it basically was what you'd see now as a changing room. That had 3 wheels on it, and it would a woman would get in, change her clothes from her regular clothes, and get to her ultra sexy bathing suit that covered most of her body.
Oh my!
And someone would wheel her into the water, submerge the room halfway. She would open the door, get out so that her body's already underwater, and then when she's ready to get out of the water, someone would wheel it back in. She would get in, and then she would change her clothes. So no one would ever see these women in their bathing suits.
Yeah. Like, I knew there was, like, people... Weren't there, like, people with, like, long capes that would, like, essentially act as, like, bathroom stalls for women and, like, cover them while they went so no one could see or something? Something weird like that?
I don't doubt it. I don't know that one, but I wouldn't doubt it.
I remember hearing something about that. Like, I guess if you're out in public... Girls gotta go. Hey, we got a bucket, and I got a long cape, and I can cover you.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And then the last one you missed was the Miss Pac-Man one. That was another one that it rang true to me that it could be true, because I remember even as a kid, I was going, wow, Pac-Man is, like, you know, has a girlfriend. But no, and I did find it kind of funny that Pac-Man inspires weddings as early as I didn't write down the year, but as early as like only a few years after the Miss Pac-Man came out, there was a person who themed their whole wedding as Miss Pac-Man and Pac-Man. So,
yeah, you know what? Japan's weird. There's people that marry their same like character things.
That's true. Although Pac-Man, yeah. Alright, so that's it for our game. We're gonna go to our off-topic picks of the week.
Alrighty.
You go ahead, because I don't have one.
Okay, so, a friend of mine, who may be on the show sometime in the near future, I have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about, but, you know, he's a pretty intellectual person. He just can't do anything. But that's besides the point. He recommended a book, particularly when I decided to change majors, which I don't think I actually mentioned that. I decided I don't really want to go into computer science, so, and was just kind of at a turning point. And anyway, so he recommended this book, and not only did he recommend it, straight up just showed up and lent it to me. I'm like, all right, I guess I have to read it now. So it is The Circle by Dave Eggers. And it's kind of a fiction, kind of sci-fi. It's utopian, but it really doesn't feel like a good utopian. Yeah. It's one of those, like, hey, I'll put it this way. The first half of the book, I sided with the protagonist. I'm like, yeah, May, she's doing her thing. She's like just rocking the shit out of this, you know, book. And then halfway through, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, the people that she does not get along with start becoming the people I started siding with. Uh-huh. And it definitely stirred up, like, so I guess that's a good sign of a good book, when the book you're reading is kind of, the ending kind of frustrates you, or just like the characters start frustrating you. It's kind of like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, I hate you. I'm going to keep reading because I hate you so much. So that is my recommendation. It's The Circle by Dave Eggers.
Cool. I actually do have one, and I'm not ashamed to say it. So there's this brand new book out. It's called The Planet Without a Sun.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. So it's a really good book, and I think everybody should go to Amazon right now and buy it. Yeah, no, definitely, because somebody gets 5%. Anyway.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, anyway, my first novel is named The Planet Without a Sun, and I am picking that as my pick of the week. It is on Amazon as an ebook, and you can get it right now. It's called The Planet Without a Sun by Jeremy Collier. It is, I'll go ahead and read the synopsis real quick. Aegon has lost faith. Faith in society, in the corrupt government Malos, and most of all in himself. He believes he is cursed to bring trouble to whoever crosses his path, forcing him to intervene in problems that are none of his business. Even miles away from the closest city, secluded in the deepest part of a dying wilderness, his curse brings problems to his front door. This is why Malos has branded him the Scourge of the Wilds, a danger to all, deserving only death. However, he often hears another name whispered, one he much prefers, though he doesn't believe it himself, a hero. But when his curse throws a young girl, Anadilcia, who is in search of her long-lost father, at him, his whole life changes. She is being chased by a group of brutes who have vowed to get revenge and retrieve the ancient machine she took. Their master has made it obvious failure is not an option. As far as Aegon is concerned, his curse has struck again, but this time it turns out much differently.
Yeah, I hope you're not the one that does the audiobooks for that. I mean, you get Morgan Freeman or like Willie Nelson or something.
That would be awesome. Or
just not you.
George Takei. I'd like him to do mine.
Oh my.
Maybe I should wait until I have some nice adult scenes and he can do those.
Or Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah. Oh, God. If you don't know what we're talking about, all these people did narration or, voice narration for...
Well, just the last two, at the very least. I don't know
about Morgan
Freeman or Willie Nelson.
For 50 Shades of Grey, and it's hilarious. If you haven't seen those videos, definitely check those out. But yeah, back to my book. So this is my first book on there. It's $2.99 on Amazon for the ebook. It's a... Not tooting my own horn here, but it is a compelling story. Elliot was my editor, so blame all the mistakes on him.
Yes, blame that or not the writer.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, if the story's terrible, blame Jeremy.
Yeah, but if the grammar's terrible, blame Elliot.
I grammar's good.
Yes, I know you do. Yeah, so check it out. And thank you for listening this week. This was a fun episode. I think we should do this more. What do you think?
I mean... I suck, you know, with statistics, I guess, and chance.
Well,
I suck guess myself a lot.
I would like you to create some games for me as well.
Dude, I ain't got time for that.
It only took me like a half hour to do this.
I ain't got time.
But yeah, or maybe we'll get someone else to do it. We can both play.
No, I mean, I'll just like half-ass it, look something up and be like, oh, hey, do you think this actually happened?
That's kind of what I did. I mean... I only made up... You could tell I put 6 real ones and 4 fake ones, so I didn't put too much effort into it.
Yeah.
But that was also time constraint. All right, so thanks for listening. If you want to get a hold of us for any reason to be on the show, which I think we opened up in the last episode, if you're interested in being on the show for any reason, please email us at almostrelevantpodcast@gmail.com. And if I didn't say that last episode, now you know. Our website... Yeah, our website is almostrelevantpodcast.com. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/almostrelevantpodcast. And I am on Twitter, and my name is @soulscribbler. I do post a bunch of Almost Relevant things on there, including podcast updates. So if you're interested, add me on Twitter. Any last words this week, Elliot?
I have cold feet, literally, because it's like it's freaking freezing cold here. It's like in the mid-40s.
You're weak.
Yeah, all our East Coast and like Northern listeners are just probably giving me the finger right now.
No, not the Canadians. The Canadians are saying A.
They're definitely not smiling. They're probably frowning a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Rolling their eyes.
Just a little bit.
In their igloos. Well,
but
maybe not.
All right. Have a great week, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Goodbye.
Opening song with Our Wind in Our Sails, provided by Waleed Fighali. Ending song, Steampunk Girl, provided by John Emilio at johnemilio.com. And blast the cure and the snoots, puts a flask to her lips, takes exit 22, and pulls in her parking space, climbs up the fire escape, steps into a bedroom. Crashes onto a bed, brings stockings from her legs. She looks in the mirror and thinks that it's time to start another life. So she's putting on her goggles and a bowler hat. She checks her pocket watch, adjusts her rocket back. She laces up her boots and puts her makeup on. She grabs her leather coat. Tesla gun. But she used to be a gawky, now she's a steampunk girl. She dreams of brass and gaslight, imagines taking a trip on a steam-powered ship. Instead she opts to fly to a sci-fi convention. It's her intention to finish her novel, then go back to school and learn to live again. So she's putting on her goggles and a bowler hat. She checks her pocket watch, adjusts her rocket back. She laces up her boots and puts her makeup on. She grabs her leather coat and a Tesla gun. To be a gawky, now she's a steampunk girl.
rocking.